Irvine approves workload rules and safety standards for hotel workers. The Irvine City Council passed an ordinance after a narrow 3-2 vote October 25 with Vice Mayor Anthony Kwa and Councilman Mike Carroll dissenting, which will bring better safety practices, higher pay in some instances, and a more balanced workload to the city's hotel workers. One element of the ordinance will require hotel employers in the city provide employees with a panic button, which can be used when personal safety is at risk. The issue was included in the ordinance after recent reports from housekeepers of harassment by hotel guests. Back in May, while I was working on my floor, a fully naked man stood at the doorway of the room to say, "Can you clean my room?" an Irvine Hilton room attendant told the council during public comments. Another housekeeper for the same hotel said, since the pandemic, cleaning is only done once a guest checks out. She said this has led to very dirty rooms that take much longer to clean. "I often have to rush from floor to finish them," she said in Spanish. The ordinance will also cap hotel workers' shifts to 10 hours, unless they agree to longer hours in writing. The ordinance also includes a limit on the square footage a worker can clean in any given workday, depending on the size of the hotel. If exceeded, the worker would be eligible to receive double pay for cleaning the additional square footage. The new rules don't apply to hotels with fewer than 45 rooms and resumes room daily cleaning, with an option for guests to opt out. According to housekeepers, daily cleaning helps relieve the workload. Several hotel managers who spoke in opposition to the ordinance at the meeting questioned the necessity of holding this meeting on short notice, which was agendized as an emergency meeting by Mayor Farah Khan and Councilwoman Tammy Kim. They said they agreed with the personal safety requirements, but most said they weren't given an opportunity to provide input on other matters. They argued that some of the ordinance's requirements would be detrimental to their hotel's bottom line after rebounding from the pandemic. "All I'm asking is that you give us an opportunity to have meaningful discourse together," said Anthony Zand, an attorney with the Pacific Hospitality Group, an Irvine-based property management company representing 12 hotels. "Why is this being done under the cover of night at a last-minute emergency meeting?" CEO of the Greater Irvine Chamber of Commerce Brian Starr also spoke on the matter, saying the issue was rushed. "The proposed ordinance has been hastily put in place with no input from stakeholders. There's been no formal process," Starr said. Both Starr and Zan said they support workers' safety provisions, but said they would like more time to discuss with the council the operations and wage changes in the ordinance. The room was also packed with UC Irvine students, all in support of the ordinance. Former Irvine Mayor and Councilwoman Christina Shea sided with hotel owners and managers, saying the emergency meeting was not necessary, and more time should have been given for discussion. "I believe this is not an emergency item. There's nothing emergency about this. I don't feel that it's proper that it's on the agenda tonight," she said. Before voting, councillors each discussed their stance on the issue. Vice Mayor Kwa suggested keeping the requirements for personal safety and removing issues regarding workers' compensation, workload, and other non-personal safety matters until further discussion. His motion didn't carry enough votes. Although Carroll, who attended the meeting remotely, voted no alongside Kwa on the ordinance, he didn't specify why. Mayor Khan said she didn't think the ordinance was written adequately and the issue may return before the council in about 6 to 8 months, but said she would vote yes to see immediate protections given. "I have a feeling this ordinance isn't going to work right. But I will support you. I have supported you in the past, and I will continue to support you," Khan said to the hotel workers in the room.